From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guests today are back for the first time here at JPR in about 4 years, out on tour in support of a brand new record called Cheers. It's the Wild Reeds. Hello. Welcome back.
Hi.
It's good to see you all. How have you been?
Pretty good.
It's been a while.
Yeah, we've done a lot in 4 years.
You have done a lot in 4 years. A couple of full-length records, a couple of EPs, not counting this brand new one. I want to ask you about the time that you guys have spent together. I mean, it's been a number of years now. Does the relationship, as time goes by, become and feel more like a three-way marriage? Or does it feel like sisterhood?
I mean, there's a dynamic between the three of us, and then there's also a relationship between the five of us. We have two guys in our band as
Nick
well.
Nick and Nick, right?
Yeah, and then there's also always extended members of our team. So there's sort of a machine within a machine within a machine. And I would say it's kind of both, you know? I mean, I can't speak to the marriage aspect because I'm not married. But there is a level of commitment in our lives, whether it's like circumstantial, time, calendar-wise, you know? But then also sisterhood, absolutely. I think there are tiffs and there are things to work through and there are really, really deep emotions, good and bad, that we try to navigate. And I think above all, there's just a commitment there. Hmm. And we're trying to constantly figure out what that looks like and what that means and how to honor that. And it's difficult and it's fun and it's weird and it takes us to super bizarre places. But we're really grateful that we're still here 4 years later.
I mean, some of those tiffs that you talked about, you have also referenced even in the bio and information about this new record in kind of a passing way. Outside of the band, are you three similar people, similar interests, or vastly different until it's about music?
I think we've become more similar because we spend more time with each other.
Yeah.
But I think we're all really different personality-wise and our interests. But like I said, our interests and our musical taste has been shared with one another. So,
well, it's a little bit like chocolate and peanut butter. When it comes together, it works really, really well.
Yeah.
The Wild Reeds are my guests today here at Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Cheers. Information is online at thewildreedsmusic.com. Well, the Knicks are, I believe, in the other room hanging out. We've just got the three of you. How often do you have an opportunity to play in just this configuration these days?
Every once in a while, maybe one out of every, oh gosh, five of these are maybe acoustic, roughly.
Yeah.
We used to do a lot more acoustic, like shows or house shows or even tours, but and I'm sure we're gonna flux back to that at some point. I really enjoy it. We can hear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear a tune. What do you guys want to do first for us today?
We're gonna do a song called "Lose My Mind."
It's the Wild Reeds on JPR Live Sessions.
I think I knew when I was riding high up on your handlebars. I thought I was going to die, but you taught me how to fall before you taught no more. Won't you ever
That is called Lose My Mind. The Wild Reeds are here playing live for us today here at Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Cheers, out on Dual Tone Records, thewildreedsmusic.com, the place to go. From my left to my right, not that it really matters on the radio, but Mackenzie Howe is here, Kinsey Lee and Sharon Silva. Nick and Nick are in the other room hanging out while we record today. Let's talk about the new record. You guys came into this not so much writing collectively as a three-headed songwriting beast, but individuals writing songs, bringing them to the table. How do you turn all of that into a cohesive record?
A lot of time. Yeah. A lot of time to mold things. You're trying to get it to where everyone can enjoy performing the song, recording the song. But sometimes, like, we're in the studio and it's not fully formed yet. So maybe in the mixing process, it really becomes more enjoyable, like maybe for all of us or most of us.
Yeah.
So I would just say, yeah, a lot of time, a lot of talking in circles, but finally getting somewhere where we feel good.
Yeah.
And we get excited.
Well, Sharon, since you stepped up to answer that one, when you bring a song to the band, by the time you all are done with it, how much has it changed from being a song of Sharon's to being a Wild Reed song?
It depends on the songwriter. So it's funny that you ask me that, because I feel like the vision that I have for the song in my head is usually pretty clear. So when we get in the studio or when we get in the rehearsal space, whatever, I try and describe as closely as I can, like what guitar tone I want, sometimes what guitar part I want, what bass part or whatever. And then they do a little bit of that and then more. Mm. So they kind of just amplify whatever my vision is, I would say. Whereas some of the other girls' songs, it's like sometimes we pull it apart a lot. Like, I think there was one of my songs though where we like cut a chorus or something, or maybe we moved the location of a bridge. But for the most part, it's just kind of like it has more like legs once the band comes in. But it's still, you know, the song.
I see lots of nodding.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of agreement. Also on this new record, obviously, over the last couple of years, the band has become a five-person band instead of a three-person band. So there is no doubt a bigger sound. There's drums, electric bass. I hear shades of piano in little bits and pieces of this record, like little embellishments. Were there other folks that joined you in the creation of this record, or was it all done by the core five of you?
I think it was just us, right?
No, in terms of keys, we had a couple people play, but it was friends who happened to be around. But we did most of the core work. It was just like, hey, that's a cool part. You want to sit in there for 20 minutes and tinker around?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was generally us.
The Wild Reeds are my guests on JPR Live Sessions today. The new record is called Cheers. Information is online at thewildreedsmusic.com. All right, what's next?
We're going to do a song called Play It Safe.
Don't wish lightly on a star, no matter how lucky you think you are, because dreams, they do come true, even the bad ones do. Don't wish lightly on a star. Don't think about him too much. There's a reason why they call it a crush. You know thoughts are like balloons. You can cut them loose. Now don't you think of him too much. Say about playing it safe. If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. My mama told me if you blink, you could miss the no one sees a dream. Once it turns reality, you miss it if you blink. If only I could come undone, I could give you all my love. But I can look you in the eye, say I'm not afraid to try. Come see me if you want.
That one is called Play It Safe. It's the Wild Reeds playing live for us today here at JPR. You guys, in addition to music, you guys have also made a fairly good-sized commitment to doing music videos. Quite a number of them. Who is the driving force behind putting visual images to your music?
That's a great question. We, in the past, had really documentary-style music videos. And this record was the first time that we really felt like exploring narratives and asking people we really admired to come up with concepts. And we decided to get as wacky as we wanted. And we sort of let the writer of the song spearhead the choices in terms of direction and director and all of that stuff. But I mean, we were all definitely involved in the creative process. Kinsey had a lot to do with the concept of the Lose My Mind video. I was allowed to style it, which I still can't believe they let me do. But I was like, really? You let me do wardrobe? And so we all stepped up to the plate.
Is that
sure.
The one with like home video footage?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. From childhood and whatnot.
Yeah.
You guys have talked in interviews about this record, about all of the different bits and pieces of being in a band and how they play out over time and how they work themselves into your songs. Are there specific episodes that were particularly notable that you'll share, or does all of that stuff stay inside the band van?
It's a good question. We could share like themes.
Yeah.
Maybe like helplessness or like feeling like you're not being heard, insecurity, stuff like that.
Yeah. I remember when you guys were here last time, which was I think 2015, you were telling the story about how, you know, early on you were being asked at clubs, you know, if you were carrying the guitars of your boyfriends and things like that.
Literally.
Does that still happened. Happen?
No.
Good.
No, but I think we also carry ourselves differently now.
There's still obstacles. You know, you play really well for a girl. That's yeah. One that we hear.
Your guitar solo was okay, but I want more those harmonies, though. Like, you know.
Yeah, there will always be obstacles, but carrying guitars into venues, that one's gotten a little better.
You guys have also mentioned that you tend to be confrontational with each other in the band. Does that help the songwriting or does it hinder the songwriting?
Ooh.
Toss up.
I guess confrontational in our personal lives helps us work things out. Yeah. And it's necessary. Like we've been able to talk to a lot of other bands about like being a band for a long time and about like how we address issues in our band, and people are always very surprised to hear that we actually talk about how we feel. All of us, all five of us. And yeah, we, you know, have known each other for almost like some of us 10 years, some of us like 7 or 8 years, and we sometimes you need a little outside help. There's nothing like specific that we would want to share about our personal lives, but like, you know, when you know somebody for like that long and you're sharing such a small space, sometimes like you need to like revisit things in the past that were resentful and kind of fix them. And yeah,
I think it does. It definitely helped my songwriting process.
What about outside the band? I mean, where are you guys living now?
We all live like a mile and a half from each other.
Really?
Yeah, we all live like on the east side in LA, like Echo Park, Silver Lake, Hollywood.
Do you have a rehearsal space or do you all congregate at one of your places?
We've got a space in downtown, like Boyle Heights. Yeah, I call it the prison cell. No, I'm just kidding. I don't call it that. I call it jail. But only because the building looks like that, not because it feels like jail.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad you guys had an opportunity to come back and visit with us.
Yeah, thanks for
having us. It's good to see you. Congratulations on this new record. It's very, very good. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
The Wild Reeds are my guests live today here at Jefferson Public Radio. The record of which we speak is called Cheers, came out in March on Dual Tone. Information is at thewildreedsmusic.com. Live in the studio today, Kinsey Lee, Sharon Silva, and Mackenzie Howe. You guys have one more for us. Mm-hmm. What is it going to be, and what can you tell me about it?
It is called Run and Hide, and I don't really have a good explanation. It's just about being nervous, about being in a relationship and trying to, I guess, give yourself the chance to try.
Even the earth can't take it. No, it keeps on swaying, and I can't help but sway myself. It's been bringing me a sweet release to my ever-changing mind, and I think that maybe all I need is a little bit more time, more time. You make me want you for forever, but disgracefully I sigh. No, I can't give the love that you need. I'm so indecisive all the time, and so wrong to not be sure of something we both need. I'm so sorry, baby, you can only have a piece of me. Will you ever find peace with me? So sick inside to be so twisted to it lie. My only option is to run and hide. But you kept your grip on me. Love wouldn't let me leave. I need some clarity. My mind is dark and cloudy. to find someone who helps you breathe, that you might be a safe one. In this life we all need clarity, but you might miss a great one if you doubt.
That is called Run and Hide. The Wild Reeds are playing live for us today here on JPR Live Sessions. Their new record is called Cheers. Information at thewildreedsmusic.com. JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. Kinsey Lee, Sharon Silva, Mackenzie Howe, The Wild Reeds, thanks again for coming by. It's nice to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. Proud supporter of independent thought, whether that's online, over the air, or in a bottle. More at sierranevada.com.